Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, March 10th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Good Character. The scripture text is from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33.
Bad company corrupts good character.
My mom and dad modeled good character. The longer they're gone, the more I increasingly realize the example they were in this very important virtue. Last night, I was reading through some of my mom's old stuff. I regret to say that it didn't mean much to me when she was alive, but since her promotion to heaven last November, the sentimental value has really skyrocketed. She still had recognition notes from her grammar school teachers, and as I peruse the material, I see the unapologetic attempts to instill character by the public educational system.
Among her activities in her 1941 public college yearbook was participation in a group that had three main objectives. Number one, to unite in a desire to realize full and creative life through a growing knowledge of God. Number two, to determine to have a part in making this life possible for all college people. And number three, to seek to understand Jesus and follow Him.
I had an elderly lady in my church up in Massachusetts that recalls her teacher daily reading aloud to the students from the Bible in public school. Now, in most cases, even posting the timeless character-building Ten Commandments is illegal and deemed unconstitutional.
But there is now a renewed emphasis on teaching character. But whose character will be taught? And what will this character be based on? If we understand character in both a negative and a positive sense as a way of life or moral habits, we see that plenty of character is already being taught. In most cases, the message is loud and clear. Reject God and establish moral authority and do your own thing.
Meaningful godly character development must be focused in the home and church. Daily, stressing the timeless truths and application of God's Word. Indeed, bad company corrupts good character. Is your home a safe haven from the wicked influences of the world? Are you actively participating in a Bible-believing and Christ-honoring church?
Jesus, I can't hide the fact from you that too much of my time and energy is being spent concerning how others perceive me. I fuss about my appearance. I'm preoccupied about my weight. I try to be with it so others will admire me and even try to surround myself with just the right people, saying just the right things. I realize in light of your word that these entrapments don't speak of godly character whatsoever. It's not how others perceive me that counts at all, but it is how you see the very person I am when no other human is looking. As I spend quiet, reflective, and alone time with you, it's in those settings that I become more like you. Help me to develop and guard my daily gathering with you. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, what a joy to share with you this morning. This is a message titled, Godly Character, I believe is what we titled it. I am only able to read part of the material as I go. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We welcome you to visit the site today. A number of additional notes on the site that I'm not going to read in this podcast today, because there's actually three or four separate ones. I will just use the final note that I made. And I'll actually challenge our podcast listeners in this regard, too. As I studied the daily scripture verse, bad company corrupts good character, I worked in descriptive words to fill in the blanks for the following. And actually, I had them filled in, but I want to challenge you to do the same. And it might be easier for you to go to the website today or email post and look over these sentences, but bad company, blank, bad character. If bad company corrupts good character, what does bad company do for bad character? What does good company do for bad character? What does good company do for good character? I found it kind of an interesting challenge in my own thought life to consider that. Well, what a blessing to share with you today. It's a beautiful, beautiful, almost spring-like morning here. We're at the latter end of winter, but it sure seems like spring out. It's probably going to be in the 60s today, but very windy in our neck of the woods. Well, wherever you live, may you be encouraged today, and may you stay faithful to Jesus Christ.